Wojtek Smarzewski za...
Emotions ran high at this year's National Film Festival in the Baltic port city of Gdynia as the prize of the audience was announced. It went to The Clergy, perhaps the most keenly expected movie of the past two decades. No stranger to controversy, director Wojciech Smarzowski loves breaking taboos. He has previously exposed such social ills as the acceptance of drunkenness in Polish society, police brutality, corruption, and the mindless existence of the new middle class. This time he has zoomed in on what many in Poland call a state within the state, the secret of Roman Catholic clergy. The vices of the central characters, both parish priests and bishops, such as greed, immorality and acceptance of paedophilia, make them look truly revolting. In this scene, a notorious paedophile priest, whose dirty secret has long been known to the whole parish, but who is protected by the church hierarchy, is chased by his parishioners who've just had enough. Other priests shown in the movie are seen extorting money from parishioners for weddings and funerals. There's a bishop notorious for his double standards. There are drinking bouts with foul language. And there's a young priest caught between his love for a woman and the rigid rules of celibacy. The message is clear. Too many Catholic priests in Poland are out of control and the church does little to stop the rot. At a news conference at the Gdynia Film Festival, director Wojciech Smarzowski explained he was compelled to make the movie.
I shoot my films to make people think about certain issues they wouldn't normally think about. I want them to be moved. I want to tackle burning social issues. This time it's about the church, an institution which is above the law in Poland. Church finances are not transparent, though the state subsidizes it, even out of my own taxes. If a priest is found to have molested children in his parish, and even if the case ends up in court, instead of being swept under the carpet as it used to be until recently, the priest is simply transferred to another parish. In my films, emotionally, I'm always on the side of the victim.
But in Poland's present political climate, under a conservative nationalist government allied with the church, Smarzowski's film simply isn't welcome. State-controlled television rails against it, calling it a product of a morally bankrupt intellectual elite. The chief of the national state broadcaster, Jacek Kurski, a ruling party appointee, doesn't beat about the bush as he slams the director's work and those who agree with its message.
Smarzowski has exaggerated this picture of the church. He picked some marginal problems and made it seem like all of the clergy were corrupt and immoral. The prize that the movie won at the festival is a moral aberration. It's a provocative, trashy movie. It's a disgrace that its premiere coincides with the 40th anniversary of the inauguration of the Polish Pope, John Paul II, and the centenary of Poland's rebirth as an independent state. The country would still be enslaved if it hadn't been for the heroism of the Polish Catholic Church.
Some critics, like Catholic writer and activist Barbara Stanisławczyk-Żyła, go even further. According to her, Smarzowski represents dangerous forces that are chipping away at the values Europe rests on.
We have entered a crucial stage in the current war of civilizations. We're heading for a showdown. The church finds itself under frontal attack because it's the bastion of all the values that Christian civilization represents. Without the church's consistent work, European civilization as we know it will crumble, and it's our duty to prevent this from happening.
But in spite of this chorus of disapproval, box office takings for The Clergy look very impressive indeed, far exceeding even the commercial success of recent Hollywood hits. University of Warsaw academic Professor Jacek Dobrowolski argues that it's not just because of the controversy which surrounds the film. He believes that Polish society is tired of the ambivalent relationship between the church and state, as a result of which the notion of democracy in Poland has been twisted.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that we are Iran in the middle of Europe. But on the other hand, what does it say about a democracy if a non-democratic institution has so much to say in it? Their using of the ideas of freedom, democracy, freedom of religion especially, was purely instrumental. And to introduce democracy in the way they understood democracy. That is, democracy is anti-communism. Democracy means that we will be free to be Catholic.
Worryingly to many, in spite of the movie's artistic merit and powerful message, the jury of the Gdynia Film Festival awarded the top prize to another production. In a comical twist, the organizers even made a mess of explaining why a piece of equipment that measures the length and volume of the applause, which is normally announced for the longest and loudest standing ovation, supposedly broke down just before the applause for the clergy was measured. There have also been some dark rumblings from the Culture Ministry that state funding for new movies should be awarded more carefully. This raises question marks over how much freedom of expression will be tolerated by the government in the future. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.